Sound a brain hears is recorded remotely and played out loud. A microscopic radio, or particle transmitter and receiver. A radio device functions inside a cell. The first human-made cell organelle. A device like a microscopic RFID chip exists inside an individual cell and can send and receive information with a remote external device. Walking robots are produced in mass quantity and are available for the public to buy. This is the start of the robot revolution. How robots replace humans in most manual labor tasks, greatly increasing the quantity of food produced and the population of humans. Humans synthesize artificial milk and cheese. The first remote control microscopic flying device. Humans move an asteroid by capturing the asteroid inside a container. The first wireless microscopic microphone, the micromic. Remote neuron writing using microscopic devices in neurons. Microscopic devices enter the human body by the lung, enter the blood circulation which connects directly to all cells, and position themselves as organelles inside each neuron. External devices communicate with the intracellular devices to read the voltage and to make the neuron cell fire. Sounds, images, smells, touches, emotions, and muscle contractions can now be remotely activated in a brain by sending light particles to intracellular devices. The first wireless microscopic camera, the microcam. The first remote-controlled microscopic flying camera, the wireless microscopic maser. The wireless nanometer-scale radio transmitter and receiver, the nanoradio. The first thought audio is recorded. Thought audio is recorded using remote neuron reading and played out loud publicly. The first recorded thought audio may sound like this.
1, 2, 3.
Humans start to communicate by thought image and thought sound only. The first artificial muscle bipedal robots. These robots are lighter and more electrically efficient than motor robots. The first images of thought are seen. Thought images are recorded remotely using remote neuron reading and shown publicly. The first thought image may be the image of a triangle. Bipedal robots start replacing humans in most low-skill jobs, for example as walking security cameras in fast food and fruit picking. The first wireless nanometer-scale camera, the NanoCam. Walking robots can wash dishes, wash clothing, and do most other simple household tasks. The first use of remote writing to motor neurons to stop an act of violence. Obesity is cured with microscopic devices. Humans walk around with robot servants. These robots clean and cook for their owners. An artificial muscle robot can fly by flapping wings. The first air highway for autopiloted flying cars is established. The flying cars are extremely safe with emergency parachutes, airbags, emergency landing thrusters, and have complete auto-navigation. An artificial muscle wing-flapping passenger plane. Bacteria are identified and destroyed by microscopic devices inside an animal body. There are 10 billion humans on Earth. Cancer cell growth is stopped by microscopic devices. A virus is identified and destroyed by microscopic devices. Humans stop unwanted weather, for example tornadoes and hurricanes, by changing air temperature using millions of distributed remote control nanometer-sized devices. Accelerated nanocamera ships reach another planet and return close-up images. Most humans communicate only by images and sounds of thought. Helicopter cars form a second line of traffic above the streets. 100 ships with humans orbit Earth. Eventually, Earth orbit will be filled with single-family houses and stores. Most vehicles are machine-controlled. Robots walk on the moon of Earth and build buildings. Humans conquer all bacteria and viruses. Nanoscale devices can identify and destroy all known bacteria and viruses anywhere inside or outside of the body. Robots land and walk on an asteroid. Robots walk and build buildings on Mars. Large-scale atomic transmutation. Humans can convert most common atoms like silicon, aluminum, iron, and calcium into much more useful atoms like hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. This allows many humans to live independently of Earth in ships and on planets and moons without air or water, because they can produce all the air, fuel, water, and food they need from the common atoms of planets and moons. Because of large-scale transmutation, large self-sufficient cities of humans can be created on airless and waterless planets and moons. Robots build buildings on an asteroid. The first major nation of Earth to be fully and constantly democratic, where the people vote directly on the laws. The first humans land on Mars. The first moon colony. Humans permanently live on the moon of Earth. Nucleic acids are changed by remote control nanoscale devices. This will lead to making physical changes to the shape of a body that originate at the cellular level. Robots land and walk on planet Mercury. Robots land and walk on a moon of Jupiter. Humans orbit Venus. Robots land and walk on the surface of Saturn and its moons. Humans live permanently on Mars, the first Mars colony, the first city of another planet. Humans land on Mercury. Robots and other machines have replaced humans in most manual labor tasks, driving, cleaning, and food planting, harvesting, preparing, and serving. Robots also do the most dangerous parts of military, police, and firefighting. 1,000 human-filled ships orbit Earth. Hugging, kissing, sleeping together, and other non-sexual forms of pleasure for money are decriminalized for adults in most developed nations. The first Mercury colony. Humans live permanently under and on the surface of Mercury. Microscopic devices repair, regrow, and reshape damaged cells. Humans land and walk on an asteroid. Robots land and walk on Uranus and its moons. The end of all arrests for information-sharing crimes, although many secrets still remain. Humans live permanently on an asteroid. The end of arrests for recreational drug possession in most major nations. Humans reach Jupiter and land on a moon. Robots land and walk on Neptune and its moons. Most humans are not religious. All money is electronic. Humans live permanently in a ship that orbits the sun. Humans land on Saturn and its moons. There are 100 billion humans. The first ships that regularly transport humans from the Earth to the moon of Earth. The end of arrests for nudity in public. Humans land on Uranus and its moons. Humans switch to a single time system for all places in the universe. Humans reach and land on Neptune and its moons. The first ships to reach another star, Alpha Centauri, and to return the first close-up images of the planets around another star. These nano-camera ships are very small and are accelerated to very high speeds, perhaps even half the speed of light, allowing them to reach another star in under 10 years. There need to be many ships in order to relay images over the long distances. Possibly nanometer ships may work together to assemble larger structures from the atoms around other stars. Living objects on planets of a different star are identified. Bacteria made of DNA on planets around Centauri. Humans send ships with robots to the stars of Alpha Centauri. These large-scale ships may only go 1% the speed of light and take 400 years to get to Centauri. Most humans in developed nations reject the theory of gods. The removal and conversion of the Venus atmosphere has started. This is the first major conversion of a gas atmosphere engineering work of humans. The end of death by aging. Using genetic editing, humans can reach any developmental stage and then hold that body shape indefinitely, dying only from physical destruction. Humans now live for thousands of years. This causes the human population to grow at an extremely fast rate. The end of arrests for all forms of trading money for consensual physical pleasure. Microscopic ships reach Barnard Star, the second closest star, 6 light-years away, and send back the first images of the planets around Barnard Star. The end of homicide by remote neuron writing. An asteroid is moved by propulsion, either by cables or by embedded engines. Microscopic ships reach Sirius, 8 light-years away, and send back the first images of the planets around Sirius. Humans create atoms from light particles, photon fusion, the reverse of separating atoms into light particles. The first images of large living objects on a planet of another star are seen. Robots land and walk on Venus. The first large ship to reach a different star, Alpha Centauri. Smaller robot ships then land on all the planets and moons of Centauri. Robots start mining and building to prepare for the many millions of humans that will eventually arrive. Humans consume an asteroid. Humans live on Venus, the first Venus colony. Humans live on and under the surface of Venus in cooled buildings. Ships containing humans leave for the stars of Alpha Centauri and will arrive successfully perhaps 400 years later. This begins the colonization of other stars. Humans change the motion of a moon, perhaps a moon of Jupiter or Mars. Humans change the motion of a planet, planet Earth. The large quantity of ships in orbit causes the motion of Earth to be carefully monitored and periodically changed using organized ship movements. By this time, the Earth and Moon are visibly surrounded by millions of orbiting ships. A ship impacts the surface of Jupiter. The first image of the surface of Jupiter is captured. The solid and liquid body of Jupiter is confirmed to be 6 times the diameter of Earth. The surface of Jupiter may appear to be molten liquid like the surface of the Sun and the interior of the other planets. A ship from Centauri leaves for Earth carrying matter from Centauri. This is part of a long-term project of bringing back matter from around Centauri to be used around the star Earth orbits where consumable atoms are in great demand. Human anatomical changes start to become apparent as a result of living many generations in low gravity. Humans may start to look like ocean organisms which do not walk but instead move by pushing the surrounding medium using their appendages. Humans may also develop more and larger sex-related organs of both genders. The start of the removal of the Jupiter atmosphere. Many humans may fear Jupiter exploding. The removal of the atmosphere is a natural result of ships feeding on the matter of Jupiter. The lost mass is replaced by added ships and people. Ships with robots reach the second closest star, Barnard Star, 6 light-years away. Robots land on the planets and start building more ships. A ship from Centauri reaches Earth and returns the first objects from a different star. Robots around Centauri build ships to go to other stars and pull them closer. Humans reach a different star, Alpha Centauri. Humans now live around two star systems, and so the chance of extinction is greatly decreased. Humans will start to reproduce at an exponential rate around the three stars of Centauri. Humans completely control the motion of planet Mercury. The end of major religions. Most humans belong to no major religion. Ships with robots reach Sirius. Humans control the motion of Mars. Humans reach Barnard's star. Much of the atmosphere of Venus has been removed and the surface has cooled down. Nitrogen and oxygen gases are now released into the atmosphere. Humans reach Sirius. The motion of Jupiter is controlled by orbiting ships. The atmosphere of Jupiter is completely removed, which causes the surface to solidify and be more easily mined. Humans may add a nitrogen and oxygen atmosphere or may simply mine Jupiter for matter, most of which is exported to humans orbiting Jupiter or the Sun. Humans have robot ships at 10 different stars. The rings of Saturn are consumed by humans living there. Humans land on the surface of Jupiter. The Venus atmosphere is like the atmosphere of Earth. Venus becomes a second Earth, although without oceans and much more efficiently organized. The first ships to hold an orbit above or below the planetary plane. Ships can get closer to the Sun by occupying an orbit above or below the planetary plane. These ships may hold a horizontal orbit by thrusting against the Y component of the Sun's gravity. Alternatively, they may maintain a thrustless orbit that crosses the planetary plane. Humans live on the surface of Jupiter. The motions of all the planets are under human control. Jupiter is the most populated planet, overtaking the Earth in number of humans living in, on, and in orbit of it. The atmosphere of Jupiter is now nitrogen and oxygen and heated to stay gaseous. More humans live in ships than live in and on the surface of all the planets, moons, and asteroids. Humans have robot ships at 50 different stars. The first image of advanced living objects that evolved around a different star. Their scientific technologies, constructions, and highly adapted anatomies are of great interest. Obtaining this image is part of a process that all advanced life must participate in, sending probe ships to other stars and capturing images of any life that has evolved there. Humans inhabit 10 stars and have robot ships around 100 stars. The position of the Sun is under human control and is moved in the direction of Centauri. The stars of Centauri are moved towards the Sun. This will make travel, communication, and trading of matter between the two stars faster. Humans touch advanced living objects that evolved around a different star. This will cause a large amount of excitement for the many billions of organisms of both star systems. Humans form a cluster of four stars, the Sun and the three stars of Centauri, and start to look like an open cluster. Each star is within 1 light-year from each other. 1 trillion humans. Genetic engineering may produce humans that use photosynthesis, only needing water, oxygen, and light. Humans may genetically remove the requirement to urinate, defecate, sleep, and reproduce sexually. Humans may genetically remove the need for a constant supply of oxygen or water. 1 quadrillion humans, 10 to the power 15. Our descendants probably will look very different from humans now, adapted for efficiency and to low gravity space. More humans live around other stars than live around the Sun. 1 quintillion humans, 10 to the power 18. Humans have robot ships around 1,000 stars, inhabit 100 stars, and form an open cluster of 10 stars. Humans have robot ships around 10,000 stars, inhabit 1,000 stars, and form a cluster of 100 stars. All asteroids are consumed. Humans reach the center of the Earth. Earth is completely filled with living objects and has a population of 10 quintillion, 10 to the power 19 humans. There is no more molten material inside the Earth. All the molten compressed matter was extracted, cooled, and consumed, mostly as building materials, fuel, and food. Earth is completely filled with tunnels, rooms, and living objects. Humans have robot ships at 100,000 stars, inhabit 10,000 stars, and form a cluster of 1,000 stars. Alternatively, the cluster of stars our descendants make may be consumed by or integrated with a larger star cluster, for example the Hyades, or M13. Humans form a globular cluster of 10,000 stars. This cluster starts to leave the plane of the Milky Way galaxy. The human population is now around 50 sextillion, 50 times 10 to the power 21. An object made by humans touches the surface of the sun. By this time, the sun is colder and much of the surface is solid. Matter of the sun continues to be removed for food, fuel, and building materials. The moon of Earth population reaches the maximum possible, 200 quadrillion, 200 times 10 to the power 15. Planet Mercury is completely filled with living objects and functions like a large ship, perhaps even dividing into smaller separate ships. The population of humans on the planet Mars reaches a physical maximum of 1 quintillion, 1 to the power 18 humans. All the planets of the sun are consumed. All that remains are ships that orbit the sun. Most matter must now be taken from the sun and other stars. The sun is consumed. That the planets and sun will probably be consumed is evidence that a globular cluster is made by an advanced organism that goes out and brings back other stars to consume, the matter being converted into more of their species, ships, food, and fuel. Sirius is consumed. 10 to the power 100 humans. All the stars in the Milky Way galaxy belong to a globular cluster. The Milky Way is now an elliptical galaxy. The star clusters in the outer areas are pulled closer to the center, making the galaxy more spherical, and the galaxy develops a massive propulsion system in order to go get more matter to consume. The Milky Way is now a spherical globular galaxy. The galaxy may try to position itself behind another galaxy to consume its emitted exhaust. The Milky Way globular galaxy integrates the matter of the two Magellanic Cloud galaxies. The Andromeda and Milky Way globular galaxies may merge into a single larger galaxy, which then resumes the search for a smaller galaxy to consume. Natural selection must also create a large-scale eat-or-be-eaten, predator-prey existence for galaxies similar to that on Earth. The Milky Way may seek to consume galaxies that are smaller while trying to move away from galaxies that are larger.